Only you can enjoy independence only by surrendering ourselves, by dedicating ourselves. If we dedicate ourselves fully, then fully we are eligible to enjoy independence. If you never dedicate, you have no power to become independent. You are either under the influence of the Lord's Yoga Maya or under the influence of Mahamaya. Naturally, all of us are under the influence of Mahamaya. Unless we surrender. Daviyasa gunamayi mamamaya duratyaya mam eva te prapatyanti mam eva te prapatyanti. One who surrenders to me, definitely he will be free from influence of Maya. Conquer Maya is not a joke. It is very difficult, sir. Very difficult. Therefore Krishna says, Daivi hasa gunamai. Daivi. Daivi means satya guna, raja guna and tamo guna. One creates, one sustains and one destroys. These are three gunams. Every time you see in this world, erection and station and destruction. Kriti, srishti, kriti, laya. Constructed, now it will remain, and after some time it will disappear. Wherever you go, wherever you see, whatever you see, all are under the influence of this prakriti or nature. This prakriti cannot be conquered. It is not easy. As it is told, even jnanis, they say we have controlled prakriti. We have taken sannyas. But they cannot. Cannot control. Cannot control. It is very difficult. In every ashrama and every varna, we must completely surrender ourselves to the Lord. Then the dictation should come from Him. Then whatever dictation comes, it will give us happiness eternal. If not, we cannot be happy. We are wasting our time. So all that, every moment we must think, how far I am advanced in this spiritual path. How far I have submitted myself to my Lord. Na dharma nishtat, na jatma vedi, na bhakti nam kutsarana ravindi, akinchano ananya gati saranya tattala moolam sarvam. Oh Lord, I have neither karma, action, no jnana and no devotion. I am under the influence of Maya. Now I beg you, my Lord, bless me so that I can attain that stage. You are the 14 worlds, above 7 worlds, down 7 worlds. Bhūloka viti, bhūvarloka, sarloka, mahaloka, dhanaloka, tapaloka, sattaloka. You have to go to sattaloka, where the Brahma's place is sattaloka. If you read Satyaloka, Aprahma Bhuvana Loka Punadavartino Arjuna, Arjuna, though you receive, read Satyaloka after parents, after all such austerities, after performing so many types of sacrifice, you may reach Satyaloka. But there you cannot stay permanent. You have to come down. But if you go beyond that Satyaloka, Vaikuntha, Jadgatva, Nanivartante, Tadhavam, Parapamam, if you reach that, you need not come back to this world. So you have to leave that. Now, we have got many ambitions, many such ambitions. We cannot conquer these ambitions. Asahi paramam dukkham. Always you want, our wantings are many. unless you destroy your wantings, you cannot reach goal. If you destroy and surrender to the Lord, then you do. Bhakti tu bhagavato bhakta sangena parijayate satsanga prapyate pumbhi sukrgayi parvasantate. Bhakti is not a very difficult subject. Very difficult, it is not an easy one, as we think. No. If we surrender, then it is easy. What is that surrender? Everything belongs to Him. O Lord, I am your servant. And I have nothing in this world. Everything, my body, my mind, my activities, my house, my wife, my property, everything. Mine, no, I have nothing mine. I am mine, no. I am yours, you are mine. I am your heart. And the Lord says, Aham bhakta parādhīna astratantraiva pija sādhavā hṛdayam mayham sādhunām hṛdayam ka madanyatya nidānanti nāham pyadhyamunā. Bhagavān Krishna says that I know my devotee, and devotee knows me, nonetheless. And devotee knows nonetheless except me. And I also know my devotee, none else except my devotee. So this is the link between the Lord and the devotee. Devotee doesn't know anything else. You are my everything. O Lord, everything belongs to you. And Bhagavatam, in every chapter, you see this surrender. Surrender, surrender, surrender. It is very difficult to surrender. Because unless one must give up his independence, he cannot surrender. Now, no person is very difficult. Very difficult. Tattenu kampam su samikkamana bhunjana evatma su samvipasam. Brahma says, let me enjoy my past sufferings. Enjoy my past karma and my previous life. What I have done, I will reap. But I have surrendered to you. Now when I am suffering, I will never beg you, my Lord, to give me remedy from these sufferings. No, I don't. I only want your blessing. That's the anukampa. It is all your blessings I want, nothing. Whatever I have done, suppose a man he has murdered, is a murderer, and he has taken to the court, and the judgment is that he did. Now, there he says that I have done excuse me, sir. No judge will help you. Nobody will help you. Nobody. Nobody. So, whatever I have done, I must follow the result, the effect of it. I will never beg you to make me free from the suffering. Om suffering I have. Abhutapurvam mama bhavakyamba sarvam sahayame sahaganyande. I have suffered so much. And still I may suffer in future. Harder than this, I will find suffering. But I never beg you to stop my suffering. I never beg you to be free from suffering. No. I have done it. I will never beg you to soothe me and make me suffer. No. I want your help. Satya Rukam. nothing more than. So this is the Bhagavata. This is the prayer of Brahma to Krishna. And he has committed offense to the of Krishna. Now he has created many boys and calms. Because the playing with Krishna and playing with the same dog and same boys. And after 1 year when Brahma came and saw Hadithi, there I have kept them. They are sitting there. And the same boy, same dogs are now playing with Krishna. Which is truth? Truth must be one. Either that must be truth or this must be truth. You cannot be able to find a right, one truth, however, what is the real truth? The set there or the truth, or the set here as truth. There can be no truth. Truth must be one. So now, he was under the influence of Vishnu Maya. This is Vishnu Maya. He could not find out what is the truth. Then immediately he saw all those boys and girls playing with Krishna and they have formed four heads. Chaturbhujamurtis they have become. Oh, they are the Krishna is the father of Narayana. They are four-headed, four-armed. So it's now Vishnumurtis are there. So Krishna gave birth to all the Krishna is the period. That way you come from. Now he says, Lord, my Lord, I have committed offense. Kāpite deva padam bhujadvaya prasāda lesānu grihite vahi jānāta tattvam bhagavan mahinno nācānnaya kodha sirāntite. Unless I surrender at your feet, unless you bless me, yes, atomic form of blessing. If I receive your blessings, then only I can able to understand your maya. But I thought I am Swayambhu. I have got four heads. I can see four sides. Four sides. But now I am influenced by your maya. I cannot come to a conclusion whether this sect is right or that is right. Right must be one. No two things can be right. So, all this depends upon the blessing of the Lord. Lord must bless. Without any reservation, without any reservation, the Lord must bless the devotee, reservation. Lord may bless you, those who, the jnani, the karmi, and those who do penance, you all will bless. But your choice is not a permanent one, only temporary. Whatever the girls may get is temporary. So unless the Lord blesses anybody, he has no choice even what to ask. What to ask the Kalanna? The Lord appeared before Dhruva. Dhruva cannot say anything. It's an Narada called that under 6 months, end of 6 months, you will see the light inside. Open your eyes and see before you, standing, the Lord standing, whatever you want. But now he could not able to say anything. And then the Lord himself put his conch on the head of Dhruva, touched that. When he touched, then he repeated the glories of the Lord. The Lord is the Bhagavatam, final of Bhagavatam. Now the Lord says, boy, what shall I give you? Why you have? He said, Anabhilasi prapasyate toham, Ram praptaman, deva munindra guisham paisham, satcham vichyanvan api dhukhyaratna, swamin kutvartho ishmi.
What an attitude.
Sir, I come to you for a piece of glass, just a throne. But now I would get a gem. So when compared with the gem, it is useless. I don't want. What is that gem? I saw your figure. That figure has controlled my mind and make myself happy and satisfied. I am very much satisfied. I don't want anything. My mind doesn't want anything. No, no, I shall give you. Your father is coming. He will give you the throne and go try to the forest. And he will, here 36,000 years, he will rule the country. After that, he will give you any place. Near the north pole, south pole. That one is the pole star. Dhruva is called pole star. It's near Vaikuntha, the God's place. So, unless Lord blesses for everything, to practice bhakti, to ask the result, or ask any boon, that also must be given by the Lord. Asahi paramam dukkham vairasyam param. See, the finger of Asia, the harlot, and Devadhuta, with whom Yadurāj was speaking, he said, on that day I was there. I came to know a lady, beautiful lady, and she has earned so much wealth by selling the body to another. Then once a rich man has promised to come, but she was waiting for that rich fellow, because if he comes, he will give you more. But all these small fellows, they won't give money, or they give less money. So it cannot satisfy me. So he was waiting, he was waiting. He was waiting here with the bed rest coming outside and going inside, sleeping on the cot. Like that it is 4 o'clock, 1, 2, 3, 4. Then the dependent has come again. He said, what is this? Missions. I do. I have got plenty, I have earned plenty. But a small person, but a more amount he may give. For that I have to, without, spend my sleepless night. Who can give the reward for my sleepless night? Who can? I have to get just. So this is the blunder of wise men. To be honest, he said, asahi paramam dukkham, nairasyam paramam. Desires, all the desires are ambition, has no end. More he has earns, more he wants. There is no end. So, one who is desireless, he will be happy. So, see without desires, he trapped on the cross. Now, from that day onward, the left this wretched business. The question is, how could she get repentant? But she, free of her, how can she get? It seems, someday, early in the morning, when she was opening the door, what is his name?
Fingal.
He was sitting on the veranda, and now she brought water, and she said, he never talked, nor he accepted. Now, due to the service of the Mahatma, now this is a pretty good question.